Welcome to Running on Indy, episode 14. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
Today's show, we have Aiden Gent, a Paralympic athlete who's competed in Rio and London and any other place around the world. Or
Toronto and Doha, Qatar.
Oh, I've been to Doha. Yeah, I competed there too. Yeah, 50K World Championships. Aiden, by the way, is a sprinter, actually, 100 and 200 meter runner, and we'll get into more of that in a little bit. But before we do, let's have Blake here talk about 361 a little bit.
Yeah, so this episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes and all the new Sensation 3, a stable high-mileage trainer powered by QuickFoam. Check out the all-new 361 Sensation 3 and find out why everyone is switching to the QuickFoam availability at Runner's Form or your local running specialty retailer.
Woo! Good job, Blake. I think that was all one breath, maybe.
361.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, like, this is a tangent. We'll get into more of your story. But what did you think of Doha?
I loved it. It was beautiful.
Isn't it? Like, have you ever seen so many sports cars in your life? Or
no.
Yeah. Everything is, like, high-end there.
Luxury and all kinds.
Oh, yeah. Did you make it to Dubai at all?
I did not get a chance. We flew in that night about a week before.
Okay.
And then flew out. But I could barely see the tower.
The torch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you stay at the torch?
We stayed at the Esden.
Okay, yeah. When I was there, I stayed at the torch right by the track.
Oh, okay.
I didn't run on the track, though. We ran around the parking lot for 50K, basically. It was a 5K loop. Anyway, let's get a little bit more into your background. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your story and just we'll let you go from there. And we know a little bit about it, so we'll kind of ask you questions along the way.
Okay. I was born 3 months premature, and I developed cerebral palsy because of that. And I've been spending probably the early part of my years to 14 or 15 years old going through braces, Botox injections, casts, physical therapy to try to overcome that. And I discovered running early on in elementary school, running across the blacktop and chasing after everybody. But then I didn't really get started until my stepdad introduced me to distance running in high school, because he ran on the canal and he did the 500 festival mini marathons, and I kind of got interested in that, and so I tagged along with him on a lot of the runs.
Yeah, and I bet you had to, like, kind of just, not like most people, you know, they'll go out and just run, but I'm sure you had to just learn the whole process, like, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And like, really work on your form, didn't you?
Yes, the process was very intense, trying to overcome with my stride length because of my cerebral palsy, my legs and my arms and my physical capabilities are not as normal as the average person. Muscles are a lot tighter than the average person, so stretching is very key, and just trying to keep up with my stepdad.
How much stretching do you do?
I probably spend 5 minutes, about 5 to 7 minutes before each workout, stretching before and after my workouts, just to make sure I don't pull anything.
Yeah.
And focusing on each leg and focusing on the arms. And basically almost every body part.
Yeah.
The hips mostly.
Now I read that the good thing when your mom, I did some research on you, when your mom met your stepdad was a track star, and he knew a lot about running, so he really was the one that really helped you with figuring out your form and getting your gait right and strengthening up your legs, correct? Because the doctor said that you weren't going to be able to run. Am I correct
on
that?
Yes, the doctor said I wouldn't be able to walk, let alone run. And because of my mom's support, my stepdad and my dad, who was also a runner in high school and college, my mom and my dad ran at Vincent's on the track team.
Nice.
So I looked up to them a lot.
I went to college at USI, Southern Indiana.
Okay.
So, yeah, not just right down the road from Vincent's. Yeah. So,
very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my stepdad really helped a lot running with him and seeing how he ran and his stride length and working on that gait. because a lot of the times I would fall during my runs because my feet are pronated and I would just trip and have to pick myself back up.
Yeah.
So let's back up before all this to when you were a baby. Mm-hmm. Also read and kind of talk to the audience about this. So you almost burned up in a fire.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So that you shouldn't even really be here. So kind of mm-hmm. talk about that, because I thought that was pretty.
Yeah,
amazing.
You had a lot of like things that mm-hmm. that could have gone the other way.
Yeah, there were a yeah. lot of things. The fire, I think, was a blessing, even though it destroyed a lot of our house. My mom had just come back from a trip, and she was in the bath, and she heard me coughing in the other room, and she dismissed it, kept hearing me cough, and went into the room to check on us, opened the door, and half the wall was on fire, and smoke everywhere, and she looked up, and I was staring at her, kind of like, what to do, and she just grabbed us, we ran out of the house, and the volunteer fire department came, and unfortunately it was an electrical fire, and they poured water through the roof, and it just destroyed everything.
Oh, wow.
And so we spent the next 3 months living out of our shop, and people, thankfully, in the community donated a sink, a toilet, and a bunch of other things to help us get through. But that decision of whether to move back into that house or to start again with a new beginning, she decided to move us here to Indy.
Oh, okay.
And we always called it the big city, and then we ended up moving here.
Yeah.
Moved into Fletcher Place downtown.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
And have been pretty much there ever since.
That's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you were in Fort Wayne before?
I was in LaGrange.
LaGrange, I'm sorry.
No, yeah. You're fine. I was born in Fort Wayne.
That's right. I knew there was a Fort Wayne connection somewhere.
And lived in LaGrange for a couple of years, and then have lived in downtown Indy since 98.
Nice, nice. And we were talking earlier, and you were, you're now like most known for being a sprinter, but you were a long distance runner before, right?
Yes, with my stepdad. My first half marathon was in 2007. It was 2 hours and 6 minutes, I believe.
Wow.
With him. And then every year it was just training harder and harder because I wanted to beat him.
Yeah.
And then 1 year I actually did. My best race was a 1:48.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's really good. I know there's a lot of listeners out here that like can't run a 1:48. So but that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. But it was an amazing experience. I love the mini marathon in May.
So the big question is, everybody wants to know, you went from one extreme to the other. You went from running 13 miles, and you even finished a marathon, from what I read, too.
Attempted a marathon.
I made the mistake of trying to do it after the season without much training. I got to mile 20 and had to stop because of the too much impact on my feet. I couldn't feel my feet anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. so I just sat down and had the van pick me up.
I think a lot of people listening have had that experience.
And it was... So what made you get into running the 100 meter and the 200 meter?
With the Paralympics, every classification and category is separated depending on your disability. So we have blind athletes, athletes with amputee, prosthetics, sorry. Mm-hmm. We have CP athletes, we have dwarfs, we have... Basically, the Paralympics is for anybody with a physical disability. And it's different from the Special Olympics, which is intellectual disabilities. But how I got started was St. Paul, Minnesota. I contacted the high performance director, Kathy mm-hmm. Zellers, and I saw a video of Michael McKillop. He's mm-hmm. a Irish distance runner who has CP. And I'm like, how do I get involved? What do I have to do? And she sent me an email, come up for a national championships. We'll get you classified and we'll hash out all the details. And so I went up with my dad on just a wing and a prayer. And like, okay, let's do this. And did well there. Qualified for Toronto for the Pan Am Games. Got a silver. And then qualified for Doha. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And I've been on the ride ever since.
Yeah. I mean, you made the Olympics. That's pretty cool.
Rio was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I bet. What was your experience in Rio? Like, as far as, like, anything you want to talk about? Like, I know, like, a lot of people were afraid of mosquitoes and diseases. And...
Yeah, that wasn't really much of a problem. They sprayed pretty passionately and quite vigorously for the mosquitoes. I didn't really get bit at all. The volunteers and just seeing how much the Olympics and the Paralympics meant to the locals and bringing the world to them and getting to experience that. And just being in a different country and being surrounded by all of the other athletes and getting to have breakfast with the Japanese and dinner with the French teams. And I had lunch with the Iraqi wheelchair basketball team.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought that was kind of a interesting experience and just the cultural aspects of it.
Yeah. I bet that was incredible. Like, I love the Olympics.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Did you guys have, did they also give you guys an opening and closing ceremony?
Yes.
Yes,
with the Paralympic Games, either regular summer or winter, it's the same. Everything's the same. So we get all the Ralph Lauren gear. We get the opening ceremony, closing ceremonies. And I actually cried during the opening ceremonies because you walk out of the tunnel and it's just 30,000 fans.
Wow.
And you're walking with the American flag and it's like, I finally arrived.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, actually, who's the coach for the Paralympic team, USA team?
Kathy Zellers.
Kathy,
my coach.
Sounds so familiar. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, my coach is Joaquim Cruz.
Okay.
800-meter gold medalist from 84 and silver in 88.
Is it Brazilian?
Yes.
Yeah.
800 meters.
Yes, I've met him, actually, because at one point before Rio, I flew out to the Olympic Training Center.
Mm-hmm.
And,
in Chula Vista.
Yeah, in Chula Vista. And I was trying out as a guide for one of the blind athletes.
Yvonne,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I tried out for a few days with Yvonne.
Very nice.
I didn't make the cut.
Oh,
otherwise, I may have saw you in Rio.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
We just couldn't get in sync.
Yeah, it's tough being tethered with your athlete and just staying in form.
Yeah,
really short.
Yeah, she's really short, and I'm, I don't know how tall she is. She's probably like 5 foot, and I'm like 5'8", which is not tall, but it's still a little, it was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And if, I mean, like, people that know me personally know I'm not very good rhythmically. So it was all like, you just got to stay in step.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't quite get it down. But I only had like a couple of days, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was cool to go out there and meet Yvonne. She's really pretty awesome. And the coach is, he's awesome too.
He is. Last year I was actually living out there in Chula Vista for 8 months.
Nice.
Before London. And then I decided to come back to try to put my life together and get the job.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Aiden, I got a two-parter. First is, you finished fifth in the 100 and 200, right?
Yes.
You finished fifth in the 100 and 200 at World Championships, right?
Yes, I got fifth in the 200 and seventh in the 100. That was just a bad race.
So, talk about that, finishing fifth. And I know you want to break out the fifth and medal. And then I'm going to ask you, have you ever thought about, with your speed in the 100 and 200, and you've got the distance background, have you ever thought about if they had the event, the 1500, or I don't know
the four,
what.
You just skipped the 4 and the 8.
The 4 to 8.
Well,
he's done a half marathon. Like, with that, he could bring that distance over with his speed and, like, rock it, man.
I know, but you went right past the 4 and 8.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I used to be an 800 runner, too.
Yeah. So. And, or win them all. Go to all the way up to that, to 1500. So just kind of talk about those
things. Yeah, I think having that distance background has really helped me as far as sprinting, because I can push myself in the workouts and I have that base to be able to do that. Getting out of fifth would be nice, but I think just the experience of it all, it's something that I'll have for the rest of my life. And I've noticed that as the kind of the years go by, is that the experience matter more than the place.
Yeah.
So you with your Olympic trials run, I mean, that is something that you have.
Yeah, I mean, just being there was awesome. I would obviously didn't make the team, but just going out the Olympic trials twice was just incredible. So I get the experience thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish I was in the Olympics, but that's pretty cool.
To be fifth in the world is, I mean, just only four guys can beat you in the whole world. That's pretty studly. So
yeah. it's pretty awesome.
And you went to Indiana State too, right?
Yes, I was the manager of the track team there.
Yeah. So what was it like when you were there? Like,
it was pretty amazing to be surrounded by some of the best athletes in the country. And I got to work under the late and great John McNichols.
Yes, yeah. He's a great guy. I knew him, too.
He was an amazing guy.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. 34 years at one school is pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
And then also under the now director, Angie Martin, Coach Jeff Martin, and Kyle Walsh, and everybody there.
Yeah, no, Kyle too.
Felicia Johnson, she went to Rio, was a teammate of mine in the shot put. John Mascari,
yeah,
is a distance runner.
Yeah, he just kicked my butt last weekend in 5K. He's pretty good.
It was amazing to watch them train and then to train on my own in the rec center and kind of see their work ethic and what worked for them, what didn't work for them. And just, again, the experiences, opportunities to travel with them and indoor conference championships and being a part of the 11 different championship teams.
Yeah.
And to add that on a resume and just, man, it's been pretty amazing so far.
Yeah, sounds like you've done quite a bit. What's your favorite place you've traveled to so far?
London.
London?
The support there is pretty amazing for the Paralympics and Olympics. And I've always wanted to go to the UK.
Oh, yeah.
And I went up to Scotland afterwards.
Oh, cool. So you made a little trip out of it.
Mm-hmm. So all this is paid for, I'm assuming. They pay for everything?
Yes, yeah. Everything except for the national championships we have to pay out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But else, everything else is paid for. We get a monthly stipend if we're on the national team, which thankfully this year I am. Last year I wasn't because of the standards. Sorry, I wanted to jump back to your two-parter question. That kind of got off topic.
Sorry.
There.
That's probably me. I probably distracted you.
No, he likes to control everything.
It's yeah.
But as far as the classifications work, we're only allowed to have certain events. So I only can do the 100 and 200 for my T35 classification.
Okay.
I could also do the shot put. We do have records for our T35 times. I'm actually the American record holder in the 400.
Oh,
wow.
What is that for the public to know?
That is a 64.
Nice, man.
That's moving, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's moving.
That is unofficial. The official is a 74. But I'm trying to, if coach will let me, I want to go for the world record in the 800.
Ooh, so what is the world record?
229.
Nice. Oh, God, you can get that,
man. I know.
Oh, yeah,
you got
that's
it.
Awesome. Yeah, you got it, dude. Yeah, you can get that.
You've run the 800 before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your PR?
The PR? Oof. I believe indoor it was 241.
Okay.
But that was years ago.
Okay, so it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can get it. If you got a 64 under your legs, you can get it.
Yeah, I was kind of the opposite of you. I came up sprinting, and then I've just slowly moved up. I was 800 runner and steeplechaser, and now I'm marathon, ultra marathon.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we can have a world record holder in our hands.
I know.
Fingers crossed.
You break the world record, we'll bring you back for another podcast.
Oh, yeah. I would love to. If you break a world record, we'll like have you co-host with us.
That would be awesome.
We'll just kick Jesse out.
That's fine. Aiden probably do a better job anyway.
We wouldn't have to keep doing lots and lots of takes.
Oh, tell me about the shoes you're wearing. I really like them.
Oh, well, you know, actually, it'd be a great time to do the sponsor, Jesse, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, good point. This episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes. And the shoes you are wearing, Blake, are?
The Spin Jets.
Yeah,
and yeah,
I'm also
the
wearing
same
the Spin Jets.
Sure.
I'm just wearing a white pair, and you're wearing a black pair. Because you're the villain.
I am the villain.
Dark Knight.
These shoes, Aiden, they're kind of lightweight.
Okay.
So they're really good. I like wearing the Spin Jets for more style. I don't really necessarily run in them. I have before, but I typically run in the Meraki's. That we sell at the Runner's Forum. I really like those. They're kind of a lighter weight shoe, a little more low profile.
Gotcha.
And so, but yeah, these are, they're awesome.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah. I like the Meraki's, the KG's. Mm-hmm. They make really good shoes.
I just got a new pair. They got new flats out, and I'm not sure
those.
About the pronunciation, but I think it's called the Fussies.
Before you talk about them on the podcast, you might want to get that down.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard. I'm just kind of hard to sound out. But anyways, they're white and red, kind of American flag colors.
Yeah, of course.
They're like 7 ounces.
I just got them. Got to keep the weight light.
Oh yeah, real light. And I just got them last night, so I put them on my feet, but I haven't really did any workouts in them. But they just feel completely awesome, so I'm looking forward to trying those out.
Yeah, they look like a lot of fun. I'm always looking for new shoes. To add,
yeah, we'll get you a pair.
Yeah, sure. We'll get you a pair of Spin Jets for you.
So what have you run for the 100 and 200?
My PR in the
100. I'm sure people are asking or like thinking about it while we're listening.
1304.
1304.
100. and the 200 is 27:41.
27:41, man, that's smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then 13:04. That's I mean, what's the world record in the 100 for?
Well, the Russians pushed it.
Surprise.
Yeah. I would be very cautious.
Yeah, I would be
skeptical. There's a lot of documentaries on that.
Icarus is a pretty good one.
But the Russians held it, and then the Ukrainian broke it in Rio during the prelim in my race. I actually got to watch him break it in front of me. It's 12:22.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if to be in medal contention, I'd have to run a 12:75 or 12:08.
Okay, you're not that far off that, really.
Ivan Drago broke it. So.
Ivan Drago. He's a big, we're actually both big movie buffs. Yeah, you like movies a lot too, don't you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Sports or just in general?
Just in general.
Whatever.
I really like...
You can give us five, I don't care.
Without Limits.
Without Limits, that's a great one, yeah.
Yeah, Steve Prefontaine, Cinderella Man.
Yeah, lots of sports ones, yeah.
Yeah, Gladiator. Titanic, Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger.
Nice. Oh, yeah. The late, great Heath Ledger.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
I love Star Wars.
Did you like the last one?
I love Rey.
Oh! Yes! Yes!
We're going to have a debate on this.
We don't need to.
I can't do it on air because I
Blake,
get in trouble.
Blake will try to convince you that you're wrong. So don't even like.
Am not a fan of the
do
new
Do not engage him on this conversation.
It kind of freaked me out, though, when Luke disappeared. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
He disappeared the whole movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could just.
And then Princess Leia coming back through space with the that was Jedi weird. Knight.
Yeah, a little weird.
They're making a lot of money off of it.
I read that one of your favorite movies is Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, yeah.
Which is funny because I also read that you relate to Forrest Gump with his story.
I do.
Speaking of that, and I'll let you talk about that.
Okay.
I got something for you.
Oh.
Oh, boy. This is... You don't... Blake... I just never know what's going to happen. He keeps me on my toes.
It's appropriate.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes I can borderline these podcasts. got you a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, boy. God.
I had me about 27 Dr. Peppers.
Isn't that your favorite drink?
It is.
And isn't that Forrest Gump's favorite drink, the Dr. Pepper?
It is.
Yep, that's why I got him a nun. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be a sip right now.
All right. I thought it was going to be a box of chocolates.
So, yeah, it was shaking up in my book bag, uh-oh. So be careful.
We might be jumping out of here.
Yeah, I read that you, when you met President Obama, which we can talk about that too. But I guess we'll talk about the Forrest Gump.
Our second guest to meet President Obama.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, Andrew Peterson met President Obama too.
You were coked up on Dr. Pepper, if that's the right word. So, yeah, just kind of talk about Forrest Gump. I know you did. When I read about it, you talked a lot about it, and you used a lot of his quotes. So.
Well, I mean, that was in the article. I don't know if he personally used those quotes.
Oh, really? I thought you were using the quotes. Okay.
Bob did a good job with the article.
Bob Kravitz,
he used a lot of quotes there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought
we were talking with him, too, and I used a lot of quotes in the movie. It really... Growing up, seeing Forrest Gump overcome a lot of obstacles in his life, and he just kind of went through life going wherever his heart took him, and he achieved a lot of things. And my favorite scene in the movie is when the braces fall off of Forrest Gump when he's running.
That is a
because
great scene.
That's what running, either distance or sprinting, makes me feel. I feel free when I'm running, and I have my music in, and just I feel like I'm flying.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, and just honestly, him overcoming everything, and I kind of feel like Forrest Gump in a way, a little bit, just going through life.
I was reading your story, man. I ain't gonna lie, I about cried. I was
it's
reading
pretty
it.
Incredible.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, and so I thought it was amazing, and how close you guys were, and you know, I think it's pretty cool that you're open to that, to being compared to that movie. You know, it was a great movie, you know.
Yeah.
So
it was.
The only thing I didn't like about that movie is that for like still today, every once in a while I get run, Forrest, run while I'm out just running randomly. I'm like, does it ever stop?
Never.
I mean, it's from 93.
Even Tom Hanks has got to be going, oh, come on.
If you're a non-runner out there, please come up with something different than run Forrest. It's getting old.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been, yeah. What, it's been like 30.
Yeah, let's get more maybe. Creative.
Yeah, that's okay. Just saying. I mean, like, I love that movie, though. Yeah, it's great.
But to go into the White House, too, that was pretty amazing. I had rehearsed the night before what I wanted to say to him. And I kind of got starstruck because we're in the other room waiting for him, and it's all single file going through, and I saw him, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Obama and Michelle and Joe. And it's like, I'd met him before previously on a campaign trail, but see him in the White House and to be there, and it's kind of like, whew, he's right there. And I went
he
up.
He is a presence.
He is quite a presence.
Yeah.
And went up to him, shook his hand, and he's like, thank you for representing us. And I'm like, I'm going to be taking your spot in 24 years.
Yeah, I know,
like,
you
I'm
like
keeping the seat warm for you.
Yeah, I know you are, like, very interested in politics.
I am, very much so. Yeah. I am on the Mayor's Advisory Council on Disability. And then I'm also trying to get on the Governor's Council on Disability. And I also work closely with the Joseph Malley Foundation.
Yes. I'll be running a race at the end of the month for them. I'm going to be pushing...
the stroller?
Yeah, one of the chairs for the half marathon.
Yeah, it's a captain's...
Yeah, I'm a captain, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
For Run Together, yeah. Joseph Malley Foundation plug. Yeah. They're great.
Yeah, they are. They go into schools. I'm speaker with them, and they talk about... We had a panel last time in overcoming disabilities and kind of teaching kids that even people that have disabilities were also people as well. And feelings. We have feelings, and we just... Everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah. I mean, that's great work, what you're doing. That's awesome, man.
Well, I would definitely vote for you if you could somehow, some way get Star Wars back in the right direction.
I'd vote for you regardless.
I'd vote for you.
I'm not as passionate about Star Wars as him.
You're going to bring George Lucas back?
Yes, bring him back, yes. And get rid of Kathleen Kennedy, and we're all on the same tower.
Since you like sports movies, I will make one recommendation. Have you ever seen Breaking Away?
I have not.
It's filmed entirely in Bloomington, Indiana, which is where I'm from.
Oh,
it's in the 70s, and it almost won an Oscar. You should really check it out.
Okay.
It's a biking movie. You'll be inspired. It's great. Anyway, I had to make a Breaking Away plug.
Or you
could
watch Across the Tracks with Brad Pitt, one of his first movies.
Okay.
That was great. That was a good movie, too.
It's got Schroeder.
Rick Schroeder, yeah.
Rick Schroeder. Is it Nick Schroeder?
Rick Schroeder.
Rick Schroeder, mm-hmm. And then Brad Pitt, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. We're totally off the subject. What do you like to listen to when you run? You said you like to run with music.
I don't know if you would know this band, Rusted Root.
Their
it most
sounds
popular
really
song
familiar.
Is Send Me on My Way from Matilda and the Ice Age.
I bet if I heard it, I would yeah. know. That
what
sounds
kind of
familiar.
Genre is it?
Indie pop?
Folk.
Folk.
Kind of.
Folk,
in a way.
Yeah.
AC/DC, Green Day.
That's a good one.
Rolling Stones.
Oh, 90s guys.
Those are all good.
Mm-hmm. Nirvana.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran. My music goes all over the place.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah,
I do like the folk. Yeah, some Bob Dylan.
Bob
classic,
Dylan?
Yeah.
I'm a Cher
I don't run with music.
Wham and Cher.
Wham and Cher.
And some Celine. I love music, so I'm a sucker
Hall & Oates.
For it. Yeah, it just kind of soothes
all
me.
All right, yeah, okay. That sounds like you.
Yeah.
So
Marvin Gaye, a little bit.
sometimes I'm more in the, I like the 80s love.
Okay.
Kind of soft rock. I'm more soft rockish. So give me a little bit of Cher, a little bit of Wham, a little bit of Journey.
Journey.
Can do some Journey.
Rick Astley. That's my go-to karaoke. Never gonna give you up.
Oh. Never gonna let you down.
Yeah.
Some old school Madonna.
We just Rickrolled the audience.
And Whitney. You got to throw in some Whitney in there.
Oh, yeah.
When she hits that high note, I just sprint.
Yeah, all out. I said AC/DC.
Yeah.
That's my all-time favorite band.
When you're training for sprints, how far are you going out for runs?
It depends. Usually I warm up with a mile, and then my workouts. Yesterday I had 3 sets of 120, 80, and 50 meters at 90%, 4 minutes rest. But usually it's between 400 and 800 meters of work, depending on the day.
Okay.
Then I lift Monday, Thursday, and, Saturday.
All right. That's pretty pretty strenuous routine there.
Yeah. Keeps me busy.
Does your stepdad coach you?
Coach Cruz does.
Coach Cruz, okay.
Yeah, he sends me my workouts.
Okay.
That's awesome. I wonder if you look so familiar. I wonder if you were at Chula Vista when I was there.
You might have been.
Yeah, because I saw your picture and I was like, you look so familiar.
I've been there for the past couple of years. I've been there for a week as far as training, and then last year I stayed up.
Yeah. So, when I was there, the big thing was Allison Felix was in for a few days.
I think I just missed her last time.
Oh, okay.
I left and she came in. I'm like, come on.
I know, yeah.
I got to meet her at the White House, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And that was going back to the White House, being connected with all the Olympians as well. We were all together in the same hotel and I got to meet Simone Biles and Tamika Catchings.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Tamika and I actually got to hit it off, and we've become really good friends since.
Oh, yeah? Okay. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. And just knowing that they're people, too, as well.
Yeah.
And you see them on TV, and then you see them in person, and Simone, she's really short, and it's just like...
Oh, yeah?
So...
Yeah, I guess... Oh, yeah, yeah, she's like a little gymnast.
So I got to ask, it may be a kind of a taboo question, but have you ever met Oscar Pistorius?
Oscar
Pistorius.
Pistorius.
Yeah. Was he in prison Pistorian. During that time? I don't know, but
that was... He was. Yeah, he's been in for a while.
That was very unfortunate. He was probably our biggest, for the Paralympics, he was our biggest advocate and just recognized individual.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him commit those crimes, it was just unfortunate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't get to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet Johnny Peacock from Great Britain. He's probably the equal of Oscar Pistorius as far as awareness and just star power.
Okay.
He's quite the individual. 2-time Paralympic gold medalist.
Oh, wow.
Okay. In 100.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, I think I probably saw him in the videos then when you guys were racing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's wearing green? A green jersey? I don't know.
He might have been.
Yeah.
If
he's
red and blue.
Yeah, it would be more red and blue. Yeah, never mind. Got it wrong.
And I want the audience to know, too, when we post this podcast up, we're also going to put up the links of his races in the Rio Olympics, the 400 and the 200. No, I'm sorry, the 100 and the 200. I keep thinking 400.
No, I'll probably do the 400 later this year, too.
But we're going to put that up so you guys can see how fast Aiden is. I mean, you don't really get a gist of it until you watch the race. And I may be wrong, but didn't the guy set some kind of record in your race?
Yes. They can find it in one of the prelims for my race. So you just look it on YouTube. But yeah, they fired the gun and took off, and next thing I know, he's already at the finish line, and it's just like, wow. That's what a world record looks like from this vantage point.
Yeah, you got a front row seat to a world record.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's but quick. You finished fifth in that race, didn't you?
Yeah, that was the finals. Yeah, I got fifth. I should have got fourth, but I got started, got out well in the 100, and then 30 to 40 meters in, I made the mistake that sprinters should not make, and I looked to my left and realized I was in the race contention for the medals. And I just got off stride and tried not to cross the line.
Stay focused and look forward the whole time.
But I was that close to getting fourth. Fifth is fifth. I mean, I'll take it.
No, fifth in the world.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So from your experiences, what message would you like to convey to the audience as far as, like, everything that you've overcome or, like, something from, like, the Paralympics or something like...
Or if there's somebody that's listening to this that either has a son, daughter, or is, you know, has what you have, and they're like, man, I feel like my life is nothing. I mean, kind of talked about that as well and motivating.
I would say let them chase their dreams and follow their heart, whatever path that may be. Try not to limit your child. Given their circumstances, and again, let them push themselves. That's the one thing with my mom. She never let me say no or can't. She always allowed me to push myself and to strive and to try to achieve and reach my goals. For anyone looking to start running or be active, I would say don't give up. Grab a pair of shoes. It doesn't matter how fast, how slow, if you crawl, if you walk, just being active and living that healthy lifestyle will help. help you down the road and will help you see things from a different light and help you kind of overcome your obstacles and help you think about what you want to achieve in life.
So if someone out there knows someone or is and has the same condition you have, and they don't know how to get started, mm-hmm. and they want to try to do what you're doing, you motivate okay. them and you inspire them, can they contact you, or who do they need to contact?
They could contact me. Kathy Zeller's just recently retired, but they can go to the U.S. Paralympic website, and they can look at track and field, or they can look at many of the other different sports. There's 27 other different sports that the U.S. Paralympics has, so they can get involved. They can contact the high performance director by email. Okay. If they want to contact me, I can give them the proper emails or contact information. We're always looking for more athletes to join the Paralympics, so whatever your disability may be, reach out and we'll get you started.
That's awesome, man.
As long as they're not faster than you, right?
It's not, yeah, as long as you're not running the 100 or 200.
I might hit delete on that email.
Yeah. Don't run the 100 and 200. Everything else,
yeah, everything else you'll be all
right. Well, that's awesome.
Anything else, Blake? Or?
I mean, we covered everything. Aiden, is there anything you want to talk about or plug or anything at all moving forward? I mean,
You said you work downtown. Do you work with the mayor and governor?
Yeah, I work at the city-county building. Office of Minority and Women Business Development.
That's awesome.
So I'm a project manager and public information officer. So I help businesses that are minority-owned, veteran-owned, disability-owned, or there's four of them there. Veteran, minority, disability, women's owned. And we help give them opportunities through workshops and getting bidding opportunities to help their businesses advance further.
That's awesome, man.
I also work out at the YMCA downtown, the URSA Y.
Okay,
it's a great place to work out and to be surrounded by a community.
Yeah, I have a Y membership that I need to go use at some point. I'll have to make it down. All right, there's one up here, too.
Yeah, whichever Y it is.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I will say, I want to go way back a little bit.
Okay.
When you and Jesse were talking about Dubai.
Yeah.
What
was Doha.
Doha.
And Qatar.
And Qatar, okay. I don't have anything to put in because I've never been to Dubai or Qatar. But if I ever did go to Dubai, the one thing I would do is get me a real expensive car, and I would jump out of the top of the buildings into another building.
Fast and the Furious reference.
That's one thing that I would do. That would be my goal.
But yeah, I don't think you could really do that. I saw those buildings, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it possible? Could they jump it?
No. Are you kidding? Is like anything in that movie possible?
Ronda Rousey, though, she did a great job.
If I had Vin Diesel in the car with Ronda Rousey, I could make the jump.
I would push Vin Diesel out and take Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. No kidding.
But I wanted to jump back to that point, too, in Doha. What struck me was the cultural aspect, being on the warm-up track and hearing the prayers five times a day and just being surrounded by that. It's like, I'm in the Middle East. I never thought it would actually be there.
What time of year were you there?
We were there. It was late. It was a late season. October, I believe.
Oh, okay, yeah. So was it still hot?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It
was like I was there in December, and it was like 70s or something, which is pretty hot for a...
You know what I wish? I wish that, because I know the Olympics goes on in the summer, I wish that they would cover the Paralympics, like the regular Olympics, because I find that to be really amazing, and I find it to be more competitive, to be completely honest, because I feel like the Olympics, you got the best in the world, your top three, and then there's a drop-off, where with you guys, I feel like, man, it's competitive, you know, and it's more closer net, but you have to go on YouTube or something to find it. It's really disappointing.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. We're starting to build that process. I know they live streamed Rio. NBCSN actually showed the Winter Paralympic Games in Pyeongchang. And it's kind of more of the executives too, the big guys behind NBC and trying to show us on TV. We're making progress and steps towards that. Unfortunately, but you can find most of our races on YouTube. In 2028, the Paralympic Games will be in LA.
Oh, cool.
And I think that's when we'll be on NBC. The Paralympics usually takes place 2 weeks after the Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
So
I and think use the same facilities.
Same facilities, yeah. Same everything. Food court, dining hall. And it's just, it's tough because you being a part of this, you see all of these amazing athletes, but yet nobody really knows about the Paralympics. And it's like, just trying to push it out. That's why.
I was talking to my wife about it last night. I said, I can't believe that Aiden is sitting right here in this city. We have him. He is fifth in the world. And, like, I know about you because my wife researched and found you. And it's like, we got to get this guy in and get his name out there. Like, that's crazy. We got a guy that's fifth in the world sitting here. And with your story, and, you know, I didn't know. I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't know. And I was like, I cannot believe it. That's crazy. You're right here in Indianapolis, underneath our nose.
And I think that's the biggest thing about living in America and the sports mecca of the world. We're not NBA, we're not the NFL, hockey, all the major sports competitions and
Teams. It's a battle, it's running just, in general. You know, most of the time when running's on TV, it's a world major marathon or the Olympics track and field. And stuff like that,
But, I mean, I've tried to reach out to Indy Star, but they've never contacted me.
Indy
Star, better if you're listening, contact Aiden. We have it in with Indy Star.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I'm glad that I'm on the podcast with you guys. This is helping me get my message, my story out, and hopefully reaching and inspiring others.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's, like, why we do this. We want other people to hear stories like yours and then hopefully be inspired to go out and do the same thing that you're doing. So.
And it's to wear cool shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get me a pair of those. Yeah. What are they again?
They're called the Spin Jets.
We'll
get you a pair.
Yeah,
we'll
don't worry about it.
Yeah, what's your foot size?
6.5.
6.5, we'll get you a pair.
Yeah.
No. No. I have a small feet too. Jesse picks on me.
So what's coming up for you, Aiden? Just to kind of wrap this all up.
This year is an off year. Training for the national championships in Phoenix, the Desert Challenge. So if anybody wants to get started, the Desert Challenge is the biggest disability track and field event outside in the continental United
Where's
States.
Where's it at?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I have to get reclassified there this year. All the CPs are getting reclassified. And then I'm going out to Mount SAC. California.
Oh, yeah.
In April. And then next year is the Pan Am Games in Lima, Peru. And the World Championships, I'm not sure. I think they'll be in London or either Doha again.
Oh, wow.
And then 2020 will be the Tokyo Paralympic Games.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So you got a full boat.
Keep us posted so we can, if you let us know your races coming up, your big races, we'll post it on our website, you know, keep people, you know, engaged. To follow you. Yeah,
yeah, awesome. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you want to keep up on Aiden, we'll keep
him in touch. Just let me know when your big race is, and I'll put it out there. Hey, Aiden's about to run XYZ. So check him out.
They could also follow me on Twitter if they wanted to.
There you go. So, yeah, what's your Twitter?
Agent20.
Agent 20. Follow Agent 20.
And you're on Instagram?
I'm not. I'm just Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
Right. I try to limit my social platforms because it's just a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, yeah. I like Agent 20.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty
cool. Like 007, but it's
Agent.
And you're dressed kind of like an agent.
Tonight. Yeah, you sound pretty mysterious.
Could be the FBI.
That's why he's traveling all around the world doing secret missions.
Well, Aiden, we appreciate you coming on here today, man. It's an honor to have you. And, you know, your story inspires me. I'm sure it inspires Jesse as well. And hopefully your
story incredible.
Get out there and somebody... You know that's in your same situation. Won't think can look at you like, hey, if he did it, I can do it.
Well, it's anybody
in general.
Yeah, if they've never run before, even like.
And then I just wanted my teammate Sam Grew. He's also from Indiana.
Okay.
He's a amputee high jumper.
Oh wow!
So okay. He's a Paralympic silver medalist.
Oh, that's amazing.
2-time world champion.
Okay.
So dang.
He goes to Notre Dame.
Wow, we'll have to get him in here too sometime.
If we got this podcast going on in 2020, we'll and you make the Olympic team, which I don't see why you wouldn't. We're gonna bring you back on and all your local friends as well that qualify, and we'll have an Olympian getting ready to send you off. So that'd be awesome.
Right. Yeah, man. Back
on. Sounds like
yeah. Time. And if you break that world record, you come co-host with
us. Yep.
All right.
All right. just to kind of wrap things up, thanks to our sponsor, 361 Degrees, powered by QuickFoam. Check 361 Performance Footwear, Runner's Form, or your local run specialty retailer if you don't live in Indy. Try to shop local if you can. We really appreciate that. And just remember to check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Thank you to Brian Wheat at Village Recording Studio in Bridlepool. He makes all the
magic happen.
All the magic that we don't want to do ourselves happen. So once again, I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
Remember to keep running on Indy.